Ricardo Gomez of the University of Washington normally researches ways to help underserved people get access to technology. But then he started to notice the opposite end of the spectrum, technology fatigue from the people who are overserved. So he and a graduate student searched blogs, the popular media, and academic papers for evidence of pushback. They identified five main reasons why people are choosing to disconnect. The top one is emotional dissatisfaction. And they also identified the different steps people are taking to limit internet usage, like taking a digital fast or dropping out of Facebook.
We noticed a type of behavior that we called social agreement. Groups that when they're together, they agree to not use social media or to get together for dinner and put all their phones in the center of the table. And the first one who reaches out pays the bill.
Gomez categorized some people as back to the woods, dropping out of the internet completely, or at least mostly, and going back to the days of snail mail. But that's only a small percentage. He says he'd like to continue the research with interviews, and he's also collecting images of signs like this one that he saw in Vancouver, British Columbia recently. It says, "Improve your iPhone battery life. Place your iPhone on a table. Go outside." If you see a sign like that, take a picture and send it to him at the university. Hard copy or digital is okay. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.